Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this week. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices are called mostly steady early today, but there are a few firm undertones as well on ideas that some plants may need additional supplies for early week slaughter schedules. Terminals are called steady to higher today, with tops from $42 to $44.50. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 27th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,909. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54 to $65, the weighted average $61.72, a gain of 11 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.07 to $51.50, and the weighted average was $47.93. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,275. The base price range was $55 to $64.25. The weighted average, $61.36, a loss of 1 cent from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.39 to $49.95, and the weighted average was $47.34.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on this Monday morning with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good Monday to you, sir.
Same to you. Good morning. And, boy, when I was looking at driving through Indiana on Friday, I saw a lot of soaked fields out there. So a lot of them at least were already harvested. But those fields that weren't harvested yet got a good soaking of rain on Friday afternoon and evening across the Hoosier State and Ohio. And, you know, here in Illinois, too, we had a good bit of rain on Friday. That followed by very windy conditions and you know, that wasn't good either for any crops that were still out in the fields and not harvested yet because with the soft ground and then the wind, in some cases gusting to 50 miles per hour in the eastern Corn Belt, that could knock some crops over and make it harder to harvest. Rainfall was heaviest in southern Illinois, southern into east central Indiana, and western into northern Ohio. Many of those locations picking up 1 to 2 inches of rain. There was a sharp cutoff to the northwest, though. Much of the northern half of Illinois and the northwest quarter of Indiana not getting any significant rain at all. Much of Michigan didn't get any significant rain, just southeast, lower Michigan getting the significant rainfall. And Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, northern Missouri not getting much on Friday at all. But certainly the Ohio Valley area, in a swath from southwest to northeast, from southern Missouri on up through Ohio, did get the significant rainfall. That's over. Today we're going to have strong winds out of the south. That's going to usher in warm air for one day, and then we're going to cool off. And there will be some showers with that change moving across Illinois and Indiana tonight into tomorrow morning and lingering through the day tomorrow in the eastern and southern Midwest. So Ohio, eastern into southern Indiana, southern Illinois, parts of Michigan, Kentucky getting rain tomorrow. Meanwhile, the rest of the Midwest will just be windy and cold. And it looks like the jet stream winds are going to be blowing in from the northwest the rest of the week. And the main jet stream is going to be located just to our south. And that means we're going to be on the chilly side the rest of the week. But drier weather coming in. So for late season field work, that'll be favorable. Now, our next precipitation probably won't come until late in this upcoming weekend, and next low-pressure system may move on through Sunday or slightly beyond that, and that could bring us some precipitation then. So we are going to have several days in a row of dry weather. Looking at the South American weather, I'm looking at a satellite review right now, and storms are moving from south to north through Brazil, or have been, and it looks like They are starting to weaken. It looks like there might be a little bit of action in Mato Grosso do Sul right now. Argentina has dried out, but much of the growing areas of Argentina, especially the eastern areas, picked up a good soaking rain during the last few days, and some of that has pushed up into Brazil. Some heavy rain for Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, Paraná, and also some northward into Sao Paulo and Minas Gerais and eastern Goiás and southern Bahia. Mato Grosso do Sul and Mato Grosso, the driest states over the weekend, but it looks like maybe a little bit moving through there right now. Bottom line is for planting, the wet weather in Argentina over the last week slowed planting, but it does look like there's going to be drier weather this week. It's already dry, so planting will improve in Argentina. Last week, Brazil had favorable planting weather, but now it looks like there's going to be an increase in showers and thunderstorms, so farmers there are going to have to dodge the raindrops a little bit. But when we look at South America overall, it does look like favorable conditions for crops for the beginning of their growing season. That's a look at the growing area weather for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 529, down 1 3/4. Last trade up, 1 1/4. March, 543.5, up a half. Last trade up, 1. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 507, down 1.5. Last trade up, 3/4. March, 529, up 4. Last trade up, 2. July, 467, up a half. Last trade up, 1. December corn opened at 330, down 2.5. Last trade down a half. March, 342 3/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade unchanged. July, 354, down 3.5. Last trade down 3/4. Red line December, 336 1/4, down 2. Last trade down 3/4. March, 2008, 342, down a half. Last trade unchanged. November beans open at 633.5, down 2. Last trade up 5. January, 647 1/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade up 4.5. That would be a new contract high. March, 656, down 2. Last trade up 5 3/4. July, 670, unchanged. Last trade up 5. September, 680, up 7. Last trade up 7. December soybean meal opened at 186.90, down 80. Last trade up 50. December soybean oil opened at 27.43, down 7. Last trade up 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, for about the last month, you've been somewhat of a bean bear. And yet we've seen this bean market rally to contract highs in that January contract. Looks like at least that's where we're headed again this morning to start the day.
Certainly does appear that we're going to try and do that again. I continue to be a little bit aloof as to why the market is running the way it is. The funds apparently want to build a long position in this market. They apparently think we need to buy bean acres, which in our new markets anyhow, when we sit here and run through this thing, I've even gone and dropped the plantings for next year by 5 million acres and added another 80 million to the demand tables out here, and I still end up with a 390 million bushel carryout. I think that this has played very well into the South Americans' hands. We're starting to hear talk of increasing acres down in Brazil rather than decreasing acres down there, and I think that's all going to play into this thing. Ultimately, I still don't think the beans can make a real big run out here. That they probably start to run into resistance here. We met our highs that we'd had for the last year in November beans this last week. So we're probably going to go through those early this morning and set some new highs. But I tend to think if I'm a farmer, I got to get some of these beans sold. I was thinking I might get an LDP out of beans. Now all of a sudden I'm getting a number that would be much better than what the LDPs were going to be.
You targeted 622 in the spot market last week. And is that still the number that you like?
Oh, I think that's still not a bad number to try and get some stuff done at, Dave. I think you just go ahead and get some of those sold.
What about your corn analysis today?
Well, the corn market, I think, is still going to be somewhat dependent on what happens with the wheat market. Wheat, we're carrying some very large open interest out here, and I think we're going to see some very interesting expirations of the contracts. Beans, for instance, we have 40,000 contracts in open interest. In corn, you've got a December open interest of 540,000 contracts, and in the wheat, 230,000 contracts, which are all extremely high. I don't remember ever going into deliveries, which start tomorrow night in the November contract, with anything over 20,000 contracts. So I still say that the front months are probably not very good for these guys, and they're going to have to work their way out of them. As you bring selling into those nearby months, it ends up adding somewhat of a toppy tone to it. And that's kind of where I think corn's gotten to. Corn's starting to approach those long-term highs again, which I think we're going to struggle to try and get through for this time period. 335 and a quarter was our high back in April of 2004, I believe it was. So you may have run the gauntlet as far as we're going to run. I'm just a little concerned that the beans have come back up here to where we are buying bean acres back, and those acres are really needed for corn.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.